This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, remembering a fallen aid worker. But first, California's governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger says he is ready to begin eliminating the state's budget deficit. But if he makes good on his campaign pledge to rescind a hike in the state's car tax, the deficit will probably grow. Democrats who control both houses of the state legislature say if he plans to fill that gap by slashing state programs, Mr. Schwarzenegger has picked his first political battle. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Greg Post doesn't have to register his car until early February. The Northern California resident says he hopes Governor-elect Arnold Schwarzenegger is able to roll back the car tax before his bill comes due.
I'm not going to pay it. If they have not gotten this thing straightened out by then, I'm not going to pay the increased portion of the tax.
Post says he's willing to pay the same amount he paid last year, not the new rate, which is triple the old one. Earlier this year, Governor Gray Davis ordered the tax restored to 1998 levels, citing a clause in the law that allowed for the increase if state revenues dropped. Post says Davis's interpretation of the law was illegal and now leads a group called California Car Tax Revolt. He's urging people to pay the old tax amount, withhold the rest, and download a protest sticker from his website.
And I'd paste that in the back window with a copy of the receipt for having paid the lawful tax and go from there. Handle the police when and if they ever pulled me over for not having current tax.
Other groups encourage outraged taxpayers to pay the tax in full but to apply for a refund at the same time and hope Schwarzenegger makes good on his campaign promise. The day after the election, the governor-elect said he wouldn't let them down.
I will, as soon as I get into office, rescind that car tax. I have my legal advisors now working on that so we can figure out exactly how to do that, because there is a debate over it. Can it be done the first day or not? My legal advisors say yes, and of course I say we can't do it.
State officials said this week that probably he can repeal the tax. But that means the budget deficit will immediately increase 50% to nearly $12 billion. Schwarzenegger has said he will close the budget gap without raising taxes. That leaves cutting state spending, a move that will undoubtedly lead to a fight with the Democratic-controlled legislature. Senate Pro Tem Leader John Burton says he'll work with the new governor to a point.
It depends on what the hell he wants to do. Yeah. He wants to take money away from majorly blind and disabled. Wants to take money away from poor women and children? I don't think so, not while I'm around.
Burton says he expects to see the whole car tax debate land in the courts, with local governments filing the first challenges. In some California cities, the car tax funds nearly 20% of local budgets. Megan Taylor, a spokeswoman for the League of California Cities, says she hopes the governor and the legislature can come to an agreement. She says voters may have wanted to get rid of the car tax increase, but may not have realized that could threaten local emergency services.
If you dial 911 and it's not the state that answers, it's going to be a local government person who answers, probably a policeman or a fireman. So we don't have any perception at all that the voters wanted to see that cut back.
Schwarzenegger says he will balance the budget by finding waste and excess through an independent audit. But State Controller Steve Wesley warns that it will be difficult to find $12 billion in cuts that won't upset someone.
I feel like the doctor that has to tell patients that they either need to eat less or exercise more if they want to lose weight. It's no fun. Everybody wants to hear a different answer, but that is the simple truth of the situation in California.
Wesley, like many Democrats, says he's willing to give Schwarzenegger the benefit of the doubt for now. After all, the former bodybuilder is an exercise expert.
Maybe he has some secrets, too. He's got a better physique than mine the last time I checked.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.